This is KCUR 89.3. Buried within the president's order to suspend the U.S. refugee program, there's a provision that's garnered little attention. It orders the Department of Homeland Security to explore ways to give states and localities greater involvement in the resettlement process. But the language is vague, and as KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports, it's causing a lot of confusion.
Aisha Alkurdi, her young daughter, three sons, and her husband, who is blind, gather for a conversation around the dining room table. We're in a comfortable Gladstone apartment a resettlement agency found for the family, and we're talking about life in Kansas City. Translating for her is her friend Fariz Turkmani.
He said, thank God, we're okay, we're fine now. We're safe.
This wasn't always so. They fled Homs in western Syria during the military siege and spent 4 years in a crowded Turkish refugee camp. They arrived in Kansas City 2 months ago to a very different life.
Over there, like we talked about earlier, she was in a camp, in a tent. Bathroom is far away, kitchen is far away. So it was very miserable life. Over here, everything's close by. Today she went for a tour at the school that the kids are going to be attending, and she was so impressed.
Now she prays her loved ones will be able to follow them to the United States.
She says she prays day and night for them and asks God to, open gateway for them to get out of the, agony and hardship that they live in there.
Aisha doesn't understand why the president is so fearful. She and her family underwent dozens of interviews and were investigated, fingerprinted, and checked for 2 years. Here's how this process works. A number of government agencies do a series of security and medical screenings, often lasting over a decade. Only then are they assigned to states, faith-based, or nonprofit agencies. Judy Akers is executive vice president of Della Lamb, one of three resettlement agencies in the Kansas City area. She says they were caught off guard by last week's order.
We all knew when Trump got elected that there would be changes and that they would be dramatic. But honestly, I just assumed that the changes would come in a planned process.
It's not hard to see that Akers is nervous about the uncertainty the ruling is creating.
We don't quite know, but if this comes through, it's A, B, and C. If that comes through, it's D, E, and F. A lot of conjecture, and still trying to provide the direct services as families come to the doors.
Della Lamb and other resettlement agencies get a lump sum of money per refugee to provide housing and other necessities. They also receive funds to cover administrative costs. The abrupt suspension in the flow of refugees for 120 days is likely to cause an interruption in those services and the agency's contract with states. So if it turns out states stop taking refugees, that's a loss as well. Hillary Cohen Singer, executive director of Jewish Vocational Services, says they placed nearly 600 refugees from 14 different countries last year.
I think you have to look at the broader context of the track record of the refugee resettlement program. It is a multi-year process, and this order takes that a giant step backward.
Advocates worry giving states greater power will politicize the program and create a mishmash of policies across the country. We already saw 31 mostly Republican governors bar Syrians after the Paris terrorist attack in 2015. At this early stage, state officials are keeping pretty quiet. But Kansas Governor Sam Brownback made his position clear when he pulled the state out of the refugee resettlement program entirely last spring. Governor Brownback's communications director, Malika Willoughby, said in an email, the president's order mirrors the governor's own concerns. On the Missouri side, Rebecca Wolfel with the Department of Social Services, which handles the refugee program, wrote in an email that, quote, we have no additional information to share with you regarding the president's executive order. But if Southwest Missouri Representative Mike Moon has any say, the governor will follow the lead of his counterpart in Kansas. The pro-refugee camp likes to cite the wording on the Statue of Liberty, give us your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Representative Moon responds this way.
It didn't say give us your convicts and terrorists. So if people are coming from regions that we cannot determine that they're peace-loving, we have to act with caution.
Representative Moon has expressed his feeling to the governor in a letter. He says he has yet to get a response. Laura Ziegler, KCUR 89.3.